from Washington, this is VOA News. Kurdish forces in Iraq are to receive additional arms assistance. Ebola death total exceeds 1,100. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. European Union leaders have approved sending arms to Kurdish forces who are battling Islamic extremists in northern Iraq. At an emergency meeting in Brussels Friday, EU foreign ministers did not agree that all member states would send weapons, but welcomed the decision by individual countries to do so. France has already armed the Kurds. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says London will likely also send weapons. Hammond predicted the United Nations Security Council will adopt a resolution pushed by Britain that threatens sanctions against those who finance and otherwise support the Islamist insurgency.
This will be a major step forward in showing the commitment of the international community to stamping out this threat and to supporting the new Iraqi government of Mr. al-Abadi.
The meeting in Brussels came a day after embattled Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki gave in to international pressure to step aside and support his nominated replacement Haider al-Abadi. EU foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton said Friday, ahead of the ministers' meeting, that the bloc is pleased about the presence of Mr. al-Abadi and hopes to see greater political stability now in Iraq. Meanwhile, aid agencies are scaling up humanitarian operations in response to the recent UN declaration that the displacement crisis in Iraq has reached its highest level of emergency. An estimated 1.2 million people have fled their homes this year to escape attacks by the militant group known as the Islamic State. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations equates the crisis in Iraq with those unfolding in Syria, South Sudan, and the Central African Republic. UN refugee spokesman Dan McNaughton calls this a very fluid, rapidly evolving situation. He says the refugees arrive in extremely bad shape. He says they have been forced to walk a long time in searing heat and are exhausted and dehydrated when they arrive. He tells VOA finding shelter for these people is critical. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization now says the number of people who have died from Ebola in West Africa has risen to 1,145. Doctors Without Borders President Joanne Liu, who has just returned from West Africa, said it felt like wartime as she visited the affected countries.
I really had the feeling that it is like a wartime in terms of fear, general fear all over where you are. Nobody not understanding what's going on.
She also said the magnitude of the outbreak had created stress in healthcare centers.
Like in a wartime is the fact that we have a total collapse of infrastructure, in some places more than others.
Liu predicted it would take about 6 months to get the epidemic under control. The WHO says the overall number of Ebola cases has risen to more than 2,100. Russia has denied reports that a column of Russian military vehicles crossed into Ukraine late Thursday and were destroyed by Ukrainian troops. The Ukrainian government said Friday that a military column from Russia did cross into eastern Ukraine. The office of Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko posted on its website Friday that Ukraine destroyed a significant portion of the military column. Police in the U.S. state of Missouri say the unarmed black teenager whose shooting death by a police officer sparked days of protests was a robbery suspect. The police chief of the town of Ferguson, Thomas Jackson, Friday released police reports including video surveillance footage that they said showed 18-year-old shooting victim Michael Brown involved in a confrontation with a convenience store clerk on August 9th. The report says Brown left with a box of cigars. He was later shot by the police officer responding to an emergency medical call. At a news conference Friday, Chief Jackson said the officer initially stopped Brown because the teenager was blocking traffic as he walked down the street. Violence broke out today in the Pakistani city of Gujranwala, as shots were fired at the vehicle carrying opposition leader Imran Khan leading an anti-government march to the capital. The gunshots hit Khan's vehicle, but his spokeswoman said he was not hurt. A stone-throwing mob also attacked Khan's convoy. Yukiya Amano, the head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog, will visit Iran Sunday in an apparent push for progress in a long-running investigation into suspicions Iran has worked to develop nuclear weapons. In stocks in the U.S., stocks were mixed on Friday. The Dow Jones was down, the S&P 500 down, and the NASDAQ was up 4 points. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.